yeah. Mkienda class
mnabongaga anajua zikata simu
but yes akikupigia utanini but you cut your other dudes but wewe you're like a brother to me so kazi yako as a brother ni niko nini niko sure mko kwa hiyo nini si ndio like at least one of you
at least one it has to be you though
no come on
man. Does it make a difference dema kikama kuambie kuna siku amepigwa kuombi na wasi watatu but she wants but now she loves you she wants to marry you.
Never fuck yourself again, bro. What do you mean? Bro, you can't even watch porn on that. Yeah. Yeah. Imagine, yeah. You want to watch... Damn, bro, my parents would watch this, but anyway.
Yeah. Mm.
Wait, in a lot of evil, bro, and you're horny as fuck, like...
Oh, sisi hatu kwa watu na internet kwa vitu kwa
hizi. Time unamuleta, igongane na an empty house. Ati nyinyi mko wawili.
Yeah.
Then wendo kuvua, upate ya kona biker.
Yeah.
Then ukivua baiga
upate ngoda.
Ni two-step verification.
You guys are fitiad, bro.
Ekonene.
Nini kwa
api. Episode 557. Kusama like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend.
Yeah.
Na leo, tukona two dudes. And these two young dudes are dudes that I'm literally old enough to be their dads.
Imagine. Come on.
For real, yeah.
Yeah, Ashanza. Literally old enough to be their dads. Unisalizali wa 2005.
God damn. I think I've made that clear. Early 2000s.
Ati early 2000s.
Goja. So ulizaliwa 2005 tukienda referendum. Zi unse
ni decision.
Budaki aki decide jina, ODM was on the table.
Chungo.
So, introduce.
My name is Vinad. Vinad Okiro. Yeah, student. Mambo zangu tu.
Yeah, student.
Nyinde mwa watu.
So, Vinad, vile tumesema, his other name could have been ODM Okiro. Multiparty. Alafu, alafu pia hapa tuko na Richard Christian.
The man, the legend.
Yes, so the man, the legend, because ira yani artist. Wacha nionyeshe picha alichora yangu.
The best in the country. No, East and Central Africa.
Achacha kazi jongele.
Yeah. So, unachiki picha jo. Hili kuwa picha angu vile niliapia on the cool Coffee Pump Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So vile nikuwa kwa Coffee Pump Podcast nikiwa na Sajid na Fares Karaoke. Kuna vile Richard Christian hapa kama kuni tandika nini. Na pia vile nimesema jo, old enough to be this dude's dad. Because he's like 22 years old, isn't he?
Come on, bro. You know,
born in 2003.
Come on!
Karibu.
Come on, 24, 25. Come on, bro.
Yeah? We're Karibu Budako with a new government. How about this? Post-Moi.
Oh, by the way, just... The rainbow movement.
Yes. Kibaki had come in on which year?
2002. Iki end, so it's 2003.
Yes.
So, me no Kibaki. But I don't think I'm way like that.
Pia mimi.
Ulikuwa na doubts?
Huh?
Ulikuwa na doubts? Wewe ni Kibaki.
Yeah.
Kibaki
yeah. Tosha. You mess up post Moi era. I was like, nah, bro. Nah.
Mm. Yeah, see the new government. So, post Moi. Yes. Post Moi. Si Moi alikuwa ametoka tu kutoka.
Yeah.
Alafu, nyindo mkakuja sasa. So,
oh, wait a minute. You know, like, in money, like mimi na dada ningi, like, Kibaki came in 2007. July.
Yeah, because
I was still very young. Yeah. Even the post-election violence stuff.
Mm.
Like, I was not mature enough to understand what's going on.
Didn't understand it.
Nikona to auto me worker to must gee leaves ko piki piki, the towns are quiet or something.
Mm.
Oh damn, I thought that time was the time that you like Moi Ninetwa Jackie and Raila were, you know.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Nikona fikiria Christmas may extend you kume Jackie.
Yeah, so since tukona like two very young people, I felt like this is a conversation tuneza have just on a lot of stuff. Neza taka kujua like your perspectives on life.
Mm-hmm.
And because I also want to take this as a journey to the 20-year-old me.
Because
there's a lot of stuff that I thought that I knew at that age that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, apart from that, everyone who was in their 30s and 40s was very old to me.
I know.
Yeah.
So, the way to know angalia sahi. Like this girl can drop dead any minute now. This is the age alipo drop dead, bro. Like, gee, alikuwa tu kwa bafu akaanguka, mafa menda, bro.
Sikia hiyo.
Umeuliwa na culture.
Insulting your father.
Yeah, so that's it. According to you, like, by what age do you have to make it? And I don't want you to be politically correct.
Yeah, just,
but at what age do you feel like, if I've not made it by this time, mm-hmm. I'll be a loser, in quotes?
Vile si tunaona, like, based on our position, vile vitu tunaonanga, na pia si ujudge age, I think with our parents. Because I really don't think, unaweza imagine mseni mzee, nako age ya parent yako, especially at this age tuko. So, me personally, I think, mse akiwa 25, me personally, at the age of 25, I feel ni mali nafaa kuwa, at least I can, neza mua niko na rent, na nipige sherehe and still be able to eat whatever I want.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, at peace.
So, 25, unafikin? Okay.
Yeah, 25,
okay.
Yeah.
Richard Christian?
Mine is very flawed though. Jimmy, like, I've always have this idea that I should be rich by, like, I should, like, have been retired by 30 or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I should have built something by the age of... So, maybe in Oranga, like, damn. Mm. Let's say, just 25, yeah?
Yeah,
25, okay, 26. Okay. 27, you know, me karibia 30. But then, the more the years go, during, like, one time I was, like, nilikuwa 18. No, nilikuwa, like, let's say... uko high school, you're like, nikifika 22, at least nataka nikuwe na kamoti kiasi, bro, sio ni nini. And then now you're fucking 22 and you're like, God damn,
nishafika.
You're supposed to later talk happy, bro.
Yeah,
you're like,
crazy. Nataka kiatu, eh?
Yeah. Then sometimes just make peace with the idea that, you know what, like, at the right time, you know, like, nisijipepeshe sana, sijui ikifika 25, I need to have made sijui ni nini, like, I'm just taking life, like, you know, just flowing the vibe right now.
Well, lakini uko confused because na chikika nani ani yo jina yako ingine ni hard Veinard. Yeah, so yo nini Veinard, at least amesema ana feel by 25, where at one point umesema 25, then you started correcting
the problem
yourself.
With that,
why you correcting yourself?
The problem,
I don't
I think,
to correct yourself,
no problem, see,
yeah.
Okay, let me explain. Yeah, the problem I see with, like, setting goals like that, in Africa, your point of 25, and maybe things not work out the way you think they were going to work out, right? And then you kuna hii pressure, like, fuck, niko 25 mazee, I've not done anything that I thought, like, unaza kuji, you start, like, you know, pushing yourself down, like, you feel disappointed. Like, so me, the moment I realized that, you know what, niko 21, I seen a gari, oh, fuck that, I was like, you know what, right now, I'm gonna do, like, the best thing, like, I'm gonna do the things that will take me to the goal I want.
Okay.
But I'm not gonna, like, depression, like, fuck, by next year, this time next year, I swear I'm intakua. No, I don't want that. Okay. But I just, like, also I don't wanna, like, you know, like, having that goal is important also, like, by 25 gives you something to work, look forward to, right?
Yeah.
But stuck with depression, like, if you got your day, you're your D-day, bro, like, nah.
Okay.
It's gonna
okay,
take life
okay.
easy, yeah.
So, let's start with Ian. Okay, scare these two young dudes talking of 25. what comes to your mind?
Ni vizuri, by the way, that their goals are so close
to their
actual age.
Yes.
It's very envious, because me likuwa hapa, wanted to drive at 25.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So, I looking back at it, that's 25 is almost 10 years ago. So... yes, na understanding, like, the age that you are in, na pia ile age nilikuwa, yani yuko naona whatever you're doing is the shit.
Yes.
Nalikuwa naona too, it's only a matter of time, yani.
Mm-hmm.
If I keep at it like this, maybe in Taenda, I just knock on some few doors, and everybody was just treating me like I'm the shit.
I know, that idea, yeah.
Yeah, and whatever I'm doing is so different from the rest.
I know, We still have a feeling right now,
Yeah. So I feel...
Yeah.
I admire that energy.
Yeah, unafeel nikifika 25 yani.
Yeah.
Kuna tu sji urota niita samu ya kijana wangu.
Yes.
Yeah.
But naja the weird part, we usually forget that you between size na 25, more than 70% of that time is tuko shule.
Bro.
And then we are so tuko so locked. Mi size stress yangu kubwa ni assignment yangu ya next week.
Yeah.
While there are things I could be doing to help me achieve your goal yangu 25.
Okay.
Unataka tumaliza shule, tumepata degree, so but yeah, you need aim to go now and we hope by then.
Yeah. And one thing I can say, like, I don't mind you putting a target. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
But Pia, the same thing, like, the reason we are having this conversation, mko young, sisi tume go through the same shit. And one thing you come to realize in life, because I also like had those targets, by this age I have to do this, by this age I have to do this. And then you come and realize that in life it's never too late.
Exactly.
Like saizi, when I'm saying you call 50 years old right now as we talk, and he's broke, and by 60 that dude will be a millionaire or even a billionaire. It's never too late. So I think when you approach life with, yes, set targets for yourself, but no, it's never too late. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. Sana, so the only thing ile pia naweza chukua, I can take this opportunity pia ku apologize kwenyu, the same way our parents should have apologized to us.
Yeah.
We are taught about money very late. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
We, nini Christian, one of the advantages kunayo ni, kuna art.
Yeah.
Through art, you're earning something.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
At 22. At 22, I wasn't earning jack shit.
Damn.
Like, I think one of the things that happened was, at 22, let me go back. At 19, I was earning. I was an open pool table in campus. Sindio?
That's
so I was earning something, yes?
Yeah.
But then at 22, yes, I used to be an underground rapper.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I'd make some money. Mm-hmm. But it was not a consistent income kama yako through art. The fact that you're really good at art, you can... Najua, unzachoram say you make some money. So there's some money coming in.
Yeah.
Most Kenyans at 22 rely on their parents.
Absolutely. I did say we are still relying on our parents in a way, yeah.
Yeah. So you rely on your parents, but not 100%. At least unza jinuli angodha.
Yeah.
And that happens. And it's nothing to do with them. It's not their mistake. It's number one, the society that we built. Sindio? So this society to me built, ile... You are youth and you're treated like children.
I know.
So, tulikuwa na boy flani. Wasona need to check out your interview. And shout out to Natal for organizing this. Limit boy flani to Kimathi. Last year, Masaiza States. Nali nifundisha kitu, like nilishtuka. Tulikuwa tumeenda kwa park. So, ilikuwa mimi. Tumeenda na basically like a very big supporter of the show. Musemaga bila yo raya ya kawaida, I don't think tungefika hii level. And it was Okeno.
Yeah.
Alafu pia kulikuwa
shout out to Okeno, man.
Yes, alafu pia kulikuwa na Natal. So this guy, they're like, nini, Kimathi needs to talk to the youth. Then I shout, okay, amebonga pole. Jia the youth, we need to meet the youth of Kenyans based in America. Hafu kasama 12 to 17. It's like 12 to 17, youth.
Damn, bro.
Then, badai, nikachini na umtu wini kamulza, like, kwa ni ulisema 12 to 17?
Yeah.
Kwa sisi youth ni up to 35.
Up to 35. Akasama, like, I'm still youth.
Akasama 35.
Youth leader Odinga.
Yeah.
Our youngest Gen Z.
Our youngest Gen Z, bro.
Alishtuka kabisa, alafu ikakuwa nizile za, akani explain ya that US kishafika 18, up to around, I think, 24, you are considered a young adult.
Yeah.
Young. Ukishafika 25, we ni full adult, we ni kazee, unatafuta pension.
Yeah.
So there's a certain level that that brings in your life.
Yeah.
Whereby in a developed country kama states, by the time uko 16, you're working at McDonald's, you're working at. But sisi, you'll start earning at 25. Like most Kenyans start earning at 25. You know, this is late. It's not too late, but it's late for money.
Yeah.
Not late for success. I think kuna hiyo difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, between late for money na late late for success. So yoni kitu naweza sema lazima tu apologize kwenyu. The fact that kama saizi ukiwa took university.
Yeah.
You saizi, what's your side hustle apart from being a student? Like, how do you make do ya kujinulia ngoza ama bado naendaga kwa madho naambia imetoboka.
Ama bundles. Saizi is the most important.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Zile zako tunaendea madho yako naambia imetoboka, sasa itabidi utoboke. So,
yeah, like, in fact, yoni kitu usumbua. I think that's the major thing inakonga kwa kila, every personal age group, do. Tatuapi do ya kuweza kusurvive wiki, nini, nini. And I think, ata in a chase of that, watu nagetingi lost in that, and people take advantage, mbaya sana. Nakwambia scam ziko hii, help zenye zinaingianga zikitoka by the first week. Yeah, like we get so lost in that. But
like, okay, what do you mean by scams? Like
scams, easy street, global,
by robots,
pyramid schemes. Yeah. There are so many in campus and people are so desperate ku kukuwa na hiyo life yenye watu wanaona huku nje that you get lost in it. Hadi unajipata, you lose hope when you fail to get it using hii method yenye. And people get so hooked on this shit that Adia ana sound that in uongo.
Plus all these like akina, who are these forex guy who are flexing?
Yeah, okay. Like everybody is okay. Really
that pressure is real. Bro.
Yeah, like
kila mtu ana tu kuna tu ana ako wako Telegram group ka 5k to kutumia signals sure
jini ninja signals yeah watu wanachoma. And then the funny thing na do aso poteza against such things mtu unangi Carlos mtu anangani ka you ni part of the game yeah. In true fact nini do yake imeenda yeah. So I think ka me personally hizo vitu nae lazima zikufanyikia. You must be beaten to know the game. Lazima uchapwe ndio ujue nini kwa api. So once you get past that, the kitu mimi nilikuja kulearn ni you have to unafaa kuwa quick ku recover. Yaani yes. Ukinini unarudi mbio. So kama personally nilikuja kuona and I think ni kitu watu wanafanya. So I think our age group size skills. Utapata our age group mtu anafanya medicine a professional HTML coder. Ata kuja class mchana usiku ameingia job. Akona ameingia LinkedIn kuna makazi ndogo ndogo. So ka me personally I've gotten an interest in video editing naona. So I've been doing some small SMM work watu ndogo ndogo wale watu wa shule anauza perfumes hizi za chupa vitu kama hizo small things that nilikuja kuona it's rather saizi nilipa fully saizi but if I learn every day from now niko very sure by the time nimemaliza shule itakuwa kitu naweza I'll be able to do something with it naona kitu kama hiyo
so saizi like do you have any source of income ama
una source of income bana parental
okay see and nini usi lazima ujue there's a reason why I apologized to you because it's the society to me built kwenye.
Yeah.
A kid in America finds a society where at 16 there are job opportunities.
Yeah.
In Kenya, even adults don't have job opportunities. Yeah. You understand?
Yeah.
So hiki tu ya ile na happen na nani na Richard is you have an advantage, you have a skill and you've decided to whatever your skill. And
also there's this one angle people are not seeing. I'm really, really, really big into AI right now. Like I take my time just every day to see like the developments that are happening on AI right now. And kitoto ja realize bado AI is going to disrupt a lot of things. Like crazy, like yani watu kwa uni sahi, like I don't want to discourage anybody, but we ought to come accountants, sijui like programmers, sijui nini, those are jobs that the chance are kuenda. You know, like what people not just know, like these skills, like yani kitu unaweza fanya na mkono, something that you can just take time and kitu kama let's say now for your content, let's say kitu kama podcast, like find something that you can do yani wewe mwenye, like a product that comes from you, you know.
Yeah,
it's going to disrupt a lot of things that affect at some
podcasting.
Point
podcasting
it's
going to disrupt
not there. Really, like this one thing I've thought about the podcasting stuff, it affects at some point where AI has taken so much of what people are doing, right? That people are going to start craving like
authentic human connection.
Nataka tu nione mwafu wa kamera, ni jina yetu. Just want to see a human content today, maze.
Yes, yes.
It's going to be premium content, you know. If it come out like handmade art, that's not like, I'm really like expanding my skills like nini. The people are like, you know, there's AI art, you know, like you can just type prompts, then AI can make for you a painting or something. That's going to be so much common, but people are going to start craving for like the human touch, you know. That's going to be the next big thing.
Because you mefanya, wacha niulize. Manajua series naitwa Breaking Bad?
Yeah, that's...
So Breaking Bad ilifanywa na boy naitwa Vince Gilligan.
Yeah.
So Vince Gilligan right now has a new series naitwa Pluribus.
Yeah, he told me about it, yeah? Yeah.
Pluribus, do you know, he actually writes made by humans.
Because
that's how much AI is disrupting things.
Have you seen actors want to replace it? Like, bro...
Yes, AI in a replace.
Yeah,
listen
to V2. A blues version of Gangsta's Paradise.
Bro, you see that shit? Joe Rogan puts everybody on that song like a Kujoka podcast.
Where,
It's so good. I'm like, damn.
You get that's one of the best blues.
Like if that guy existed.
Remix your Gangsta's Paradise.
It's so good. Damn.
Dope. And then at the end, the guy says, just listen to some AI generated.
Yeah, you feel so conned, but you're like, yeah, like, it was good though.
Good. Umpaka, there's a time paka the strings go, and then this keyboard. Is,
yeah, yani ujama kanya kwana exist, so, bro. You could be doing platinum records. But like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so, yeah, Joe.
Yeah, but I still lazima sana waulize. Yeah. Because there's something umesema juya pressure ya online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
So, ntanzana Ian. Mm-hmm. Because Ian, he nira ilikuwa dark ages na light ages. But Ian, where I think by the time unafika around 18, yeah, internet imeanza, Facebook imeanza.
Yes, yes.
So how much pressure was there to be successful in your 20s?
Nah, there weren't so much pressure, as in akukua na pressure mingi, because of internet, lazima ungekuwa mahali to actually show whatever you are doing.
Yeah.
Unajua lazima kungekuwa na ka flex fulani. So sisi tulikuwa tumechapa tu wote. Jo watu wengi wako na exposure.
Yeah.
Una join watu wamejua. Ni kama kitambo used to only come to Tao to hang out. Unajua?
Yeah.
Na mnaenda mnasimama nje. Unapata hata msee mwenye ako na do. Hana anywhere anaweza fikiria anaweza ishia.
Yeah.
Yes, unacheck.
Yeah.
So sisi tulikuwa tunapatana, yani just vile unasema that human connection.
Yeah.
Tuko hapa tumesimama tu nje ya lifestyle.
I know.
Tumesimama tu nje ya Lyons. Hata ule msee yako na do anaogopa akitoa. Sasa nitatokea mambo yote.
So it's 20 diggers looking at me.
Yes. So pia yeye alikuwa na enjoy tu kuhanga.
Yeah.
Kwa tunaenda Central Park na tunachill. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tulikuwa tunataka yani tulikuwa wewe ni part of your clique. When you put your click.
Yeah.
So kukuwa na that much pressure. We just, tulikuwa inatumia tu kama nini, a notification, like watu wako wapi. So unaenda hivyo, that communication, like, naweza kubongesha ukiwa hapo. So it started off as, you know, naweza reach out to very many friends. Nikuwa kwa hii nini. So I think pressure ilikuwa katu kwa tunaka smartphone. Ama upate tu fair.
Yeah.
Tao.
Mm-hmm.
Kuna sama zilikuwa tunacha social media accounts yetu tao.
Mm-hmm.
In some building,
bro.
I love unaenda hope.
I wish you had.
Unaenda hope. So like you had to get out of the house.
Yeah.
So of course, because of internet na vitu kama hizo, unapata a lot of joints. And I would say I would credit this to Uber. Vile sasa ilinge in 2015. So a lot of places got accessible. So look, unaona watu wameenda sasa wametoka kwenda kuspend. So that's now how you see watu wameenda mapiga picha wana flexi design wana kwa hivi shops najua watu wakaanza kuleta manini makladi zingine because unajua tena kuwa na internet kuna exposure you have something to unajua keeping up with the trends so for us
but those were good golden days though
I would say it was
simple
because sasa like where Vaynard because what how do you feel when you look at a 22-year-old, I'm a stroke 23-year-old, kama Kenyan Prince, driving a Mercedes-Benz? Because sisi, vile tu Ian amesema, like me, I literally grew up in the dark ages. Najua. Mtoi wangu, upendaga kujoka na nienjoy. Dad, you grew up when everything was black and white. Najua. Because na mbuyaga kukwa na internet.
You know, that like, thing is crazy, Ju. Like, adi mini kimagine ningi the 1970s. I imagine in black and white.
Kwenda, squabba.
Swear to God. The 80s.
Siku wapa 70s, we.
You know, like, ata nilikuwa na mbuya. Like, wewe, 98 ulikuwa
18. Yes.
He was an adult before Google.
Yes. So, sino nikuwa na explain. So, skizeni. Let me explain this. Eh?
Uh-huh.
So, the first time that I used internet, I was 20 years old.
Which year was that?
2000.
Yeah.
And well, what used to happen bad, is, it's so crazy because technology gets cheaper with time. I always say that and people don't understand.
For sure.
People don't understand that tulikuwa tunapay 10 shillings.
But hizo sim card gidozo zilikuwa very ridiculous amount of...
Skiza ni malize njo. Hii sentence. Tukotwa pigi 10 shillings per what? Ku access internet per?
What are you paying?
10 shillings per per what? Per to access hour. The internet.
Per hour, man.
Per hour. Per?
I say 30 minutes or more.
10 shillings per minute.
God. What the fuck, man?
You badu na food. Skiza. Bro. Your internet yako ya 10 shillings per minute. How fast is your internet? Pop 5G loads pop up.
Yeah.
Here to 10 the first minute haijaload yahoo.com. I don't think hata kuna Gmail by time. Hakuna Gmail. Ni yahoo.com. You can't pale cheki kana dance kaku by time kana fungua ni 2 minutes. By time una login umeka email yako cuz don't forget pia you are typing like this.
Yeah.
By time unaweka hivi so ishaingia. Alafu unaangalia email zako unapata Nigerian prince amekuandikia.
Ameshinda million dollars from like how do you even good me that bro?
Sayo mko wapi?
Damn.
Unajua kwa wapi ya kilod?
Kotao. Kotao. Hakuna nini? Yote yuko
like, kwa cyber cafe. PC, that's a PC umeenda kwa cyber ukanini ama.
Yes. Nyinyi mnajoka cyber cafe ni place ya kuprint, eh?
But you can't even watch porn on that. Yeah. Imagine you wanna watch. Damn, bro, my parents would watch it, but anyway.
Yeah.
Well, so, in a lot of bro and your horny as fuck like.
Oh, sisi hatuko na internet kwa vitu gani?
Ni kama kama hizo like unatengeneza yako like. So, the first thing you do when you get a phone nowadays, bro, yes. Come on.
So, nini? What is it called? So, what it was na wewe? Ukiona mtuka Kenyan prince.
Yeah.
And you see him driving a Benz and you are 20, him is 23. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel? Do you feel like you are late in life? Do you feel like you should be doing more? Because we never had that pressure. Because there was no one to see.
Yeah.
The only successful people you saw were the people around you. And ukiasha TV unaona prezo. And it ends there.
So, me vile naiona hadi, like, I don't think the pressure comes directly from this visual impression huyu jamaa kwa akona hii stuff akona nini. I think pressure ina come from the knowledge that, wajua saizi sini watu, oh, ulisema umetumia internet kwanza kwa 20. Mm-hmm. As we're exposed to, kila mtu, by the time we're in class 7, watu akona IG accounts, like, we are so exposed to a lot of information. I think pressure will come from the fact that tunajua kitu ni I'm able to do this shit. Ni bidu tusijamua because ukiona msako na hiyo it even makes it worse because sasa unaona sasa I'm able to do it and somebody else is already doing it.
Yeah.
Unaona kitu kama hiyo. So vitu kama hizo ndo wa squeeze peer pressure to ikwangia tini ni mtu anajua kasa hizo kila mtu ako na sambas unaona lakini wewe mwenyewe unajua sambas yangu si original. It's we are more informed on what good quality is. Tunajua ni nini tunaweza we are aware of what we are worth unaona vitu kama hizo ndio ukiona msiaka kuna vitu kama hizo you like I should be really be doing this na unaanza kufikiria how am I, watu wengi ufikiria how am I na dai hiyo gari ka Kenyan Prince but you really don't think about what am I going to do niweze kupata hiyo stuff unaona uko too so focused on man kipata usually it's so focused on thinking of the product hadi atufikiri process vitu kama hizo ndo hiyo pressure ndo hiyo pressure ina come from lack of clear structure. You're thinking so much of driving that car you even forget that you don't know you don't even have yourself a bike. You don't even think of the in between. So akili yako ndio inashindwa ku process. You want something that you can't get and you don't know how you're even going to get it. Hiyo ndo confusion uko like underlying of all this.
Of course on ashindwa tu na nini interesting. Was 1 minute I'll call him Richard, the next minute I'll call him Christian. Since this is mnani enjoy gisana that napenda ku enjoy Christians. You see I can sit down with a Christian. So yeah. So we Christian inakuwa gaje? Like kwanza wewe literally Kenyan Prince yuko 23, wako 22. Amekuwa kidrive nini Benz yake for over a year. That means that your age alikuwa na drive. That put some pressure on you. Does it give you less confidence kikati ya dame? Kwa za dame akikwambia, tulikuwa tuna hang out na Kenya Prince.
Nika go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Like right now you don't care that much. Really, first of all, siji mbona, can you just say fuck Kenyan Prince, bro? What the fuck, bro? What the fuck?
Like, why?
Hey, Kenyan Prince. This
is going to be, I'm going to like answer this very personally, like on a personal level, Mtu kama Kenyan Prince doesn't really, like, kuna this time I was really big, like when I was starting out, just as most uni students nowadays, right? I was starting out, now like, I need to make money, this time I'm in Maseno, I'm in med school before nikuje Nairobi. I'm like, I need to make money. Now you start going. The first time I heard about Forex, actually, like, for those people like who like do Forex like properly, I chat na Forex and people are making jokes about memes, sijui, hagal, kujatuku dinya, ndio tupedo, I chat na yo. Like, the real Forex is so hard.
like you saw it. And there's this something they were telling people that when you see somebody selling you a lifestyle, that's like one of the main tell signs of this a fucking con artist, you know?
Yeah.
Like yani yaka zekto ni check bro to cause jui kuiva mal to naosha mkono na sijui whiskey or something. That's the what, like, so me, I think I grew up with that mentality, knowing that Forex Kwanzaa is so hard. You have to wake up, do you check which London markets, UK markets, do Japan markets, you know? Like, I was like, I know this guy is just stealing from people. So I don't know what the fuck he's doing. I don't want to be misquoted. Plus, I didn't find a kid. What can you do? I'm like, I could tell, like this guy is selling a lifestyle. All of us on a kuzia my courses, like, oh, do you need to me 5K, do you need to me sure, yeah, sure signals, do you need nini? So I mean, I think I grew up with that idea. Not grew up. Like, I came during this time I'm trying to find myself in uni and stuff. I think I knew already, like, this is not it. Like, like good things, like, they don't necessarily take time, but as you could retrieve. And if you had that money, bro, you wouldn't be doing that bullshit you're doing online, you know? So, like, I've never, like, Jay Kona, your precious. Yo, fucking Kenyan Prince, oh, fucking. I try to stay out of that noise as much. I just want to be me, man. I just want to, like, do my own stuff, let it take time, but let me just do. But sinanga your pressure, you know? That's G Dames, G O. But I don't know if it's just me, but the chicks I have been with, you know, okay, the chick I've been with. The chick I've been with, yeah.
Thank you.
Right now I'm single, bro. Anyway, don't worry.
Yeah.
Like, CJ Pata, your pressure, demanani, like, pressure, like, bro, checking in your kuna do, where una do, checking mwafa kuna gari, where una gari, you know, like, see, bro, I'm not like, nah, but like, the people I've been around with, mostly my friends, plus the one, I still nika wanumu na jipianga easy pressure, like, siji, just chilling as boys, and like, kuna pressure, siji, you know.
Yeah, watu wamefika, mi bado sijafika.
But that's flexing, though, kwa clubs, usianga, like, mna flexia na wuko bias, na you old niggas, mna tumana watu kuleta ma jackets and shit.
We need to stop this episode. We're not after bell. These are young dudes. They should be whooped.
To interrupt this program. Yeah. To instill discipline.
To instill discipline.
Not to know single.
Because you want to know, like, okay, for I will go back to now CC. Takama madame wetu alikuwa materialistic.
When walikuwa materialistic? I think I was a moment.
Girls have always been materialistic to a certain level.
Birds in the beds.
Hata nyanyako alikuwa materialistic. Asi.
Kama unangombe 50 nisipo.
Mnyanya hawa si mnyanya. Like your great grandma alikuwa materialistic. It's just the way nature is. Najua women.
Alikuwa anajattach na ule msi anafeel. Ni alpha male. Maybe through property. Kitambo I think ilikuwa property land ama kitu kama sisi, I think, I don't, maybe you go to lunch too, najua, but they didn't have a lot of comparisons. Kama vile, ata niko sure, ata mademe niko nakati, yako anajua, Glenfiddich 18 years ni nini.
Bro.
Naget?
Yeah.
Because ata hizo ma, kuziona hatu kuona wase kwa club ati wakioga na nini.
Yeah.
Ulikuona tu picha, what happened? Ulikuona tu this event ni happen hapa. Yeah. Walikuwa anajua pombe ni pombe. I don't get it too. Chrome.
Yeah.
I'm happy. But sasa for you naona.
Yeah.
For them they have wamekuwa exposed to too much.
Yeah. Spoiled, like, for choice. Wanajua. There's a lot of things out there.
Joints ni mob squeezy. Yeah. Squeeze hata anajua. Hata ukiona mba ye sijui Captain Morgan anajua bei yake. Anataka single tone. So how do you handle that? Like,
see, it does work easy when under events to care.
Do you feel for
other,
like,
story?
Wajibaiye.
Wajibaiye.
For you,
kind of bamba wajibaiye.
Tuseme tu kitaka tu kuenda tu setting fit.
Yeah.
Na DM sai. Starter pack ni nini?
Bro. Like, I think like, if you want to take a, like, you say where's this deep like a DM quest, do you have him kuloga lima tumbo lafus geo to talk? I don't think so. Like, right now, the decent restaurant that you can take a chick to, like, be sure you're gonna like the accessible budget, sure to uta break it to come at 3 G's. Like, that's the lowest, like, to me. Like a proper yani, like a proper date, see like where the engineers you could buy mass more just genuine. Let's just say 3 G's. To let's say 5 G's, like an entry level date, you know? jo ataitisha hapo like
na, situ kuna ndaga jo na sol tatu unaona vuruga jo mimi shapatia gatu story
let me spoil with my sol tatu bro
mimi shapatia na story ya kuna dem nishaipeleka ganikiwa 21
yeah
yes tiks jo kan shapatia nishaipatia na guy story zi aus 20 actually 23 kuna dem fulani nishamkatia tukasikizana tunapatana na certain restaurant pale development house I don't know if you guys know that house.
I know it of your nyumba.
Yeah, so hapo development house there was like a restaurant that used to be there. Mm. So me I had my 300 shillings, najua. Mbele nyuma.
Yeah.
Wacha tokee jona mabeste wake watatu. Hi mwaf. Mabeste wake watatu tu.
Hiyo time kwa mwa.
Hai, unajua niliamua kuchoma.
Mm.
Hai, nilijipea tu shughuli ya this. Cuz at some point it reaches like ama
ni developing story.
Yes. According to nini? According to the Kenyan government, mimi ni mtoto. Zile za ruto za mtoto wangu, mtoto wangu. So,
okay, that's crazy, bro.
Bullshit, man.
That's crazy.
Yoni pressure zingine zile.
I think, nikuwa na share ni story na wakato. Nini, nikuwa na msho, ile time nikuwa na pressure. Nilidate them, birthday yake na Valentine's in the same week.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Is that an advantage or a disadvantage, though?
Yep,
unacho kama twice. Una
if it's the same day
ni kama last but they are on the same
bar na 4 days
yeah.
Kama nilienda nikalipa movie fulani ya Ruabe hizo movie za usiku hata si za nyezi mehit
kwanza
yake alafu tunawatch movie ya World War 2 ilikuwa inaitwa Operation Valkyrie ilikuwa Tom Cruise
eh
na popcorn niliona hapo unalipa Ruabe alafu ndadungwa tu popcorns eh
yeah.
And then the nini yo on the weekend on the weekend ya birthday yake nilikuwa nisha sorta from my previous outing
yeah.
I think nilikuwa na punch mbele nyuma so hiyo time unaona your 300 cha kuwa punch sasa kwangu ama thao eh nakumbuka really had a tough night man tulienda club kwanza nikafriziwa nje juu ya miaka yake ingizwa yaliingizwa na zile dudes. Unajua kama these tall dudes and stuff and you
told I can hunt some dudes.
Mimi nikaachwa nje. Unajua niliuma upepo jo the whole night niko hapo nje.
Ukimgoja.
Yeah, she doesn't know kama ni hug.
Yeah, na kukosha itwa the story
jo. Anarudi aniachia sweater.
Cuz that's another thing Ian jo. Before that tuendelee. Unajua hiyo age asewa kwa ile age ya saka.
Age ya saka na simple
is the age where and I'm sure one of you has a girl that you work with mkiwa chuo nyinyi mabeste utampeleka places but you've put her on a pedestal that means huwezi muomba unaogopa ukimuomba mtakosana ama you've put her ambako unafikiria huwezi taka deki and what's happening is this happens at this
oh ulikuwa unasema kuombea deki damn bro I'm slow
this is nasema tu yani by being a sucker it means that if she wants to go somewhere maybe tao you're the sort of guy she you know tag along
baby handbag
eh set a handbag mtatag along mkienda class mnabogaga but yes akikupigia utanini but you cut you another dudes but wewe you're like a brother to me so kazi yako as a brother niko sure mko kwa hiyo nini si ndio like at least one of you
at least one it has to be you though
come on why do you be like that bro come
see, on see. And yeah. There's nothing wrong with it it's just
whatever you think is true like bro like come on we have simps you know are you supposed to call them simps
unisa it are simps but like, according to me it's young men learning the game
that's being dumb though like kuna like whatever you're saying is 100% true like in our class or something like all the social groups have been like in our age brah
it's always that girl with niggas around her finger
brah this is yani tu yani I don't shanga sana nyinyi wanaume yani I'm only tu mnatumiwa like like what the fuck is going on bro like
they're learning it's life man
no I just think it's just some grade of people also like these individuals they were meant to happen to them you know like come on like
Zee, sa with that in mind wacha tutoke kidogo tuende kwa story cause no one has life figured out I think this is something that I've said a lot of time and people hide their weaknesses acheki so me I'll comfortably tell you at 23 there was such a girl I used to hang around with really liked her She has ilikuwa, I was at that age where I loved girls with big bums. No dem alikuwa na alikuwa na kiuno ndogo hivi na matako kubwa. So I used to
wasp.
Na cheki. Sasa yuko na best yake. Kuna best yake alikuwa ananilike. Kuna ni like sana.
Was not beautiful.
No, she was still beautiful. Ah, but now the funny thing is she was alikuwa pia na kiuno ndogo, alafu alikuwa na ile rasa ukiangalia kwa jeans haikai bigi. Where, which later in life you come to learn that's the ass.
I give up palazzo, you know this palazzo shit.
Kuna like life waga so interesting vile madem uka, kuna madem uka very good in clothes na kuna madem uka good wakiwa uchi. Like akivaa nguo utamwangalia ku udem ni nini, but isa siko nataka kuongea
bro. No, it's cool bro.
So I mean it. So kuna uboy
to interrupt this bro.
Yes. Asin, kwa tatu kuonyesha I've been a simp.
Yeah.
It's a simp. I've
this thing
that
was very serious.
I really messed up.
I really messed up
with this like a girl that liked me. Like
so you went for the other chick?
Yeah, I was trying to hit this other one. This other one even let me hit, man. And she was, she was gorgeous. I was just a stupid sucker. now, let's come back to now the present.
Mm-hmm.
Kuna podcast anaitwa Akash Singh.
Akash Singh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Akash Singh anakuwa kwa podcast fulani, I think.
The Flagrants.
Yeah, kuzwe ni msama podcast. Yeah. So so uyu boy, ashay host waswa Fresh and Fit.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh and Fit, Fit ni the red pill movement. Unajua?
Yeah.
Wale ni wantaingi, don't be a simp. Yeah. So vile umetoka kutumia jina simp, may bring up to this. So this guy, I watched the podcast. Yuko na Andrew Shaz.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And in the podcast, he says he's married. Yeah, mwenye atik ni Muslim, sindio?
Yeah.
So he's married to this virgin. And he was taking pride in it. And I'm like, okay, you're married to a virgin. You're Indian. Most probably it's arranged marriage. So let it happen.
Yeah.
But then what happens? We live in the era of technology.
Mm-hmm.
So he marries the woman. And the woman opens up a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can say is, don't let your woman open up a podcast. That's number one. Especially, don't let your bitch open up a podcast. Because you know her. Utajua dem vile yuko. So now, dem asha open podcast, asha anza kupiga story jo. One of the stories yuko, when I was in campus, jo, slinging pussy to white boys or some shit. Alitumia jina flani ya pussy. But yuko like, I thought you're a virgin. Alafu, it gets worse.
Bro.
So after, so now she's talking shit in the podcast.
Damn.
Shit that makes no sense. Alafu, Rez can't go to comments.
Yeah.
But he thought you're a virgin. Wajua dema alitoa gani? You see, ali, she actually recorded a video. Akisema, he had experience with other girls, had experience with other men, but we were virgins to each other.
Politically correct.
Nitakuwa politically correct.
It gets worse, Joe. Iraya ikaamua kurecord video. And this is the worst thing. This is something that happens to you if you are young.
Yeah.
When you're young, you think that loving a woman is putting her on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
Never do that shit. Love your woman for who she is and also know that they come with their bullshit. Because if you put a woman in a pedestal, atakuonyesha madharau zingine, even without knowing, because she knows you have no umeweka pali. So ila ya ilienda pali flani, ikapeleka family holiday, because Akash Singh is a successful comedian.
Yeah.
The problem is, after this, will he be successful? So he takes this woman for a holiday and decides to renew his vows. So yuko pale like,
That's after the confession. Yeah,
see, this is an old footage in a image.
Sasa ni vitu zinaanza ku resurface.
Yes. So you go like, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the best decision. I'd not be who I am without you. And because of that, I want to marry you again. See, dude. You're going to confess kwa them.
That nigga's a bitch also. What the fuck, bro?
A bitch behavior.
This young dude. Hey, konene. Nime interrupt show kukuremind you a Lemfi. Kama uko US ama Canada, unataka kutuma do Kenya, register kwa Lemfi ukitumia promo code ekonene. Hii itakuguarantee $20 cashback on your first $100 transaction. Alafu pia time una register, make sure tick the two checkboxes za notifications ndio uki receive info about amazing offers through newsletters. Na pia usijali, Lemfi hawatumagi hizi maletters za, yani unajua, like ma messages za kipumbavu. Pia usisahau, every time una transact
$50 and above, una earn points. Now, the more you transact, the more points you earn, and you can redeem them as cash ile time unatuma pesa. Alafu pia, kitu na nibamba kabisa ni saizi, kitumia Lemfi, muzabaki umelipa pay bills na till numbers directly. That means muzabaki umehandle bills za maparo wako, ukiwezo masaid za States ama masaid za Canada. Alafu pia, we mwenyewe, as a Lemfi user, baki umetafuta ile button miandikwa get USD $20, ubaki umeinvite mabeste zako, na ukiinvite mabeste zako, on their first $100 transaction, unapata pesa ngapi? $20 cashback. So unangoja nini? Baki umechangamuka, ingia Lemfi. Lemfi, international payments for everyone. Eko nene.
Young dude, go to any. Let's animalize the story. So this dude goes on his knee and gives her another ring. And he puts the ring on her finger. This is where it gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
You put a ring on a woman's finger, if there's one thing that women love, and Ian and Ajuaga, it's doing what?
Any being proposed to.
And no, apart from wedding. That,
knows.
Kissing.
yes.
Women love kissing.
Yes.
Ajua.
Yeah.
Like it's just something mademu pendaga sana. So this dude goes to kiss the woman, and she gives him the cheek. Uni waifu wako jo.
This was
and
recorded.
I'm there looking at this dude. I'm like,
we'll take a short break.
It's because you put her on a pedestal.
Damn.
Like ukisha ikadem, on a pedestal nzekadem. Like you can love someone. Ajua, you can love a human being, but never put them on a certain pedestal.
That's good.
That wanakuonyesha madharau. It would inaonyesha madharau zingine. Me, how his comedy survives after this? Because he was out there calling fresh and fit simps.
Because
me, unajua, neza, I can call Americs a bullshitter.
Yeah.
But pia, na life yangu sikuwa game maker, like my wife kwa pedestal flani.
Yeah.
I know anakuja na flaws zake. Mm-hmm. Na cheki. And najua most of her flaws. Na pia najuaga, kuna places wezi cross na mimi, na kuna places wezi cross na ye. Najua. Mm-hmm. So there's a certain level of mutual respect.
You meet halfway.
Tuna meet halfway.
Yeah.
But Idu dinaito Akash, it's like he put that girl on a pedestal. But that, now, another reason nafanya na bonga joy story ni, I feel like nyinyi, time yenyu, I feel like marriage is going to get harder with time.
True. If so, for there example, will be marriage in that instance.
Yeah, but some tatupati opinion, time yetu, there was no enough social media. Not everyone was a content creator.
Yeah.
Time yenyu, everyone is a content creator.
Yeah.
That means that girls, wale mta end up mkimari, are on internet telling dudes about their body counts.
Body counts?
Sisi,
dema kuna nini, netongaji OnlyFans.
Watch our OnlyFans, only extreme.
Mm-hmm.
These other so-called good girls will still be there. Like, you know, there's this ex-boyfriend of mine, he used to put it in my butt. Oh, so I had to leave him because my ass, see, don't you know, my ass was always sore. But then this new other guy that I was dating, his dick game was so bad. So you see, I went to this other guy. Hey, what
is
that? Alafu kuna wane. Like, an apatia list. Alafu eventually, she wants to get
settle
married.
Down, yes.
Alafu how dudes do is, inasema kanagani, men worry about a girl's past. A girl worries about a man's future.
Yeah.
So there are women who know how to see success. So tanguona, at this point, you're not at the level you need to reach, but you're going to reach there. Because she can, women can smell that shit. It's just instinctual.
Let's go tell
them. I wonder if you're a forest.
Yeah.
They can predict
this one.
So yeah, so history Akash Singh, I think the main thing, so nyinyi, mnona, are you going to, do you think marriage is going to survive during your time? When nisha get view yako, but utatipatia more. But Vainat, unafikiri mtaweza kusurvive, because you're confessing too much. You people need to shut the fuck up.
You wanna get married, bro.
First like of all, I think, na hii mneza to clarify here, those of you who are married here.
Those of you are married.
Married, yes, but
yes,
those two of you are married in this room.
The definition we have of marriage is the union of two people, you know? But me, I feel that thing is way deeper. And me, just the fact that you will sleep beside this person for the next...
The rest of your life.
The rest of your life. Mtakuwa kitanda moja, kimbonyo, unamusa, nini. This, yani, mko pamoja. I feel you hata sasa si marriage. That's another thing entirely. Na, sidani na vile, the vitu zetu, our age is grow, hii generation yetu vile na grow. I don't think people will be able to... Na, pia, vitu zina hold marriage, pia... Size of what we are... I see that tuna assume. What's really holding marriages right now? Most of them, zinye zimetulea, ni institutions, church, society, culture. Madhea alishape wa ngombe. Lazima, I ensure. Yeah. Yeah. Ona, it's... saizi all of these things zinabadilika na watu wanakuwa aware that I really don't have to stay. Na na vile subu, na si tunaboeka haraka. Si attention plan yetu ya TikTok. I think it's going to be difficult. And what, and even if marriage will still be there, I think it's definitional change.
Okay.
Hii mambo ya kuishi nini, I think a lot of watatakwadi nika. Yeah, yule ni mtu wangu, but atukai pamoja. Unaona vitu kaa hizo.
Like, I'm advocating for that though, living apart together. Yeah. Come on, check away shikile, mji South B. If I'm getting married.
Jadi my best
not forget what. Kato kwa kutu memarika, tunasema that's where we come in.
The old Jews, what chaki.
Situko kile.
Yes, kwa sisi, okay.
Unasema issue of?
Mimi. Yeah. We are the neighbors with this guy. We like to cut up across the road South B.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, how do you expect the institution of marriage to continue? First and of, even before we explain kama Vaynard, I want you to look at it from the fact that Madame Wenyu, we know all their secrets online.
Yeah.
Because it's become a badge of honor
where
Madame anasema aligawi hata wasi watano the same night.
People are leaking their own news.
It's a badge of honor. Na cheki, because I think na time yetu kulikuwa gana ile demo alikuwa, so I've never done this before. You see? Yeah. And it used to make it suspense and I feel like you are special as a man. But to them, you're like, yo, siku mpache sana deki, ne?
Kubunde onja something, yeah.
Afterwards, anataka kumariku.
I was explaining to them how maybe madame wenye tulikuwa tunakati yetu was so hard, yani. Nikuwa nambia, one thing pia, on the other side, au kukatia ni very easy. Because pia madame...
Digital.
Yeah, digital. Madame wenye wako spoiled.
Also, there's this thing when I said,
tulikuwa tunapata these two innocent girls.
Yeah.
So, una feel ni kama... unamu explain ya vitu like about her body from step one.
Ooh.
As in
your time
ume umtafute, which is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then sasa nao kupata place mko wewe na yeye. It's sasa una involve institution. Na sasa communication ya kumleta, and then time unamleta igongane na an empty house ati nyinyi mko wawili. And then wewe ukuvua upate yako na biker.
Yeah.
Then ukivua biker
upate yako na biker. What the fuck?
Two step verification.
You guys are fitiad, bro.
Na kuna nyakuna kuna nye ati walikuwa naona umeona ngoda zao anafikiria that's enough.
Yeah.
Anakuambia see you next time.
Yeah, uko sure. Like kana ndachi cha.
Zuko like level 1 medium then hard. So sometimes even before you get there uliko shajime.
Uliko mbao kacha kumbao.
Ile sasa ya wana deal now ni people wanajua there's the canvasness that comes with the nanati ya kwanza should be patient. I'm hoping. Hey, sisi kuna watu wanatembea na our bad records.
Wakiopen
podcast. Unashindwa kwa nini ya najatokea hiko. Hili for a minute.
Yeah. Unashindwa kwa kuchamea. Yeah. So.
Kuna cash moment. So nini.
Also, I think.
Let's see the wisdom.
Let me touch on something before when it's out, yeah. This thing was sema like, there you guys mlikuwa mna value like. Demako innocent ajui kitu or something.
Ataka, right? You innocence, even if it's pretense.
Yeah, but at least there was that car. At least, ataka madame si innocent evo. At least ataka pretend to present herself in this car. You know, I don't know much, maze. I've not fucked a lot of dudes. I'm a virgin even if I'm not right. Also, I think the reason why like most of our young, this generation, like why chicks are that head on like their cheki, inataka kitu, unataka ama utaki, you know? Like there's this thing where, like say me, right? Like if I want to smash a chick hypothetically without like I would not want a virgin chick right now.
Okay.
You know they like the way Yana mesema like
yes,
you could take
I
your
don't
time.
Think...
Yeah, unamshow sije nini. I think they like they're like bro, wewe kuja kama unajua already. So that I mean like mnatu sumbana kuambia penye klita kwa iko something, you know. And then I'm like yeah, it's so crazy. I don't think there's that ka nini anymore. That's what like chicks ata kwambia nilikuwa na dinywa haga na sijui nini sijui nipigwa train ya watu 50 or something. Like it's like it's not an issue anymore vile ilikuwa like during your time or something. Also talking about
but does it become an issue with
It's an issue, just say imekuwa normalized.
Ninakuuliza, does it become an issue with them akikuja kwako as a young person living in the work world? Because nyinyi mko more work kutushinda, mko less misogynistic kutushinda in here. So does it make a difference them akikama kuambie kuna siku amepigwa kombi na wasa tatu, but she wants, but now she loves you, she wants to marry you?
No, go fuck yourself again, bro. What do you mean? Like, mina semanga, lie to me, bro.
Okay.
Fucking lie to me. When you ambio tu cheki, like, hadi kaonu ujua kuna body count utuka 15, ambio tu ni moja mwenye alikutuwa vajo or something. Like, just fucking lie to me. Ni mekupeyo liwe. Like, what do you mean when you ambio ulikuwa unapigwa river cowgirl last June? I like, what the fuck?
I think yu ni nini, kwa sasa tukigo back to Akash.
Yeah.
History Akash ni, I think ilikuwa interesting. Kuna time wana do podcast na the co-host, the girl.
Mm-hmm.
I think the girl said that, mse wako, I know I'm talking about your husband. Nika udema lidinyo na hazi ya co-host wake. Afuwa sema, I think that dick was like 10 inches. You get like, kuna vitu mtu sikiaga. Cheki, kuna vitu mtu sikiaga. I don't know if I misunderstood that, because I remember hearing that shit and losing my mind. Because that reminded me of another person who, is going through bullshit, is one of your heroes and one person that I respect a lot, but also he's in a fucked up situation. Steph Curry. Ule waifu wa Steph Curry paka ile nini, ile raya naitua Eddie Griffin, who have fun na ye, mnajua Eddie
the comedian.
So Eddie likuwa like, Steph, I hope you're learning. So there's this fake story about Akon. I don't think it's true. Ile ati doya Akon iko kwa jinama dhake. So vile wife alitry kumdivorce, akapata he has only 10,000 shillings. I've heard these stories of mothers, $10,000. Yeah. I've heard this story of mothers so many times that I assume it's fake news.
Yeah.
But maybe it's real.
Mm-hmm.
So achiki vile nani alipatia neyo story, anitua Eddie Griffin. Wasiketi, Steph Curry, I hope you're learning something. Nacheki. Because wife was Steph Curry, kuna time ameenda kwa one of these talk shows, alafu kifala kikatokea bila shati. Kifala kikona muscles, kikatokea bila shati. Afuna chikiu dema na jifanisha nataka kutoa ring. You get this, might sound gay. And this is going to sound gay. But if I was married to Steph Curry, hakuna ring inatoka kwa fini. You understand? Like, what the fuck is that? And this is the reason why marriage is easy as he last.
Yeah.
You don't respect Steph Curry, one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Like, kaweni dem.
Understand? Yeah, kaka on some bullshit.
Like, how the fuck can you do that? Udem alifanya hivi tu. Alafu amekuwa hapo akisema, kuna time alisema ati yuko tika bila ukienda pale, mademo anavulia Steph Ngodha anamrushia.
Pati kuna
chali andrai kudinya. Achiki, so I think, cuz sasa I think America has reached the level where your wives will be behaving like. Achiki, vile mawaifu wetu to a certain level wanajuaga, hata akiwa na nini, akiwa na what's it called? Like, wife, atuwezi kachini na wife tubonge juu ya hall pass. Unajua ka hall pass?
Yeah, like you can sleep with somebody for a day.
Atuwezi kachini na wife tubonge juu ya hivo.
Yeah.
There's that certain level of respect. I know hata ipatana na whoever, but don't tell me about it.
Yeah.
And with that, it creates a certain level of mutual respect, because I'll never feel insecure. Sasa kwa hapo na watch movie na yeye, ni kwa nini unafikiria juu ya kutomba Idris Elba? Unacheki? We'll never go through that.
Yeah.
So, I think you are saying,
that's where we are going. It's like, I can really feel like, you know, kwanza the, ulikuwa like my perspective of marriage, like what I think, if marriage is going to survive our generation,
yes,
itakuwa na hiyo that whole past thing is going to be very normal. I'll be like, checky baby, we are married, but kwa this open relationship bullshit, right? Like, it's gonna be very rampant in our, like,
near future.
Like, it's gonna, like, you can fuck wherever you want, you can, as long as you come home, me, I'm fine or something. I can fuck wherever you want, you know, as long as I come home, it's fine. That's if marriage, I don't really think. Do you like, have you seen the divorce rates right now? But the divorces are crazy, bro.
But Pia, I really don't want to kukuat so against it, because mi unajua tukiangalia so much of the negatives, unaweza kosa kuona pia si ni fruits of your institution. I'd really struggled ku imagine mtu yamemea bila na watu usemanga hii stuff. Nuli ilikuanga meme juzi ati one underrated privilege people don't talk about is having both parents, like hiyo kitu, it's to some extent I feel it's very important, especially kwa growth. I'm saying hiyo angle ya kukua na both a mom and a dad
Yeah. It's very important.
Yeah, it's very important.
We were going to even two parent households and two income households.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very important. Yes. So Sisi, me and Ian, we're both married.
Yeah.
So we respect the institution of marriage.
Yeah.
The only thing tunasema ni nyinyi generation yenu, the worst thing about it is so we grow up kwa time kila mtu anaambua apart ya their business online.
Yeah.
So everyone is giving out their businesses online. So yeah. I think even this girl anaitwa nani? Whoa, Nino Akash Singh. They were talking about your story, a whole pass. When you think about Akash Singh, I don't think you are saying that you are. Akash Singh, according to me, is a dollar millionaire.
Mm.
And most probably, if you were to turn his money into shillings, he's a billionaire.
Marries
this girl that he thinks is a good person, he finds out it's a hoe. So kuna wasa ulikuwa nasema that even aki file for divorce, kusa ulikuwa nafikiri ni vajo, na dema limlai kwa kia ni vajo, he can use that to make sure that he does not give a half of his shit. Because that's the other thing about America.
But people should sign prenups.
Mnajua ule comedian anaitwa Michael Che?
Michael
Che.
Yeah.
Alikuwa nasema in America when you marry, unaambia gadem ni, I bet you half of my shit that you'll never disappoint me. Skia you half of my shit. That's the same thing Steph Curry is taking this woman's bullshit.
Yeah.
Because if he leaves her, she's living with half of his shit.
Ye prenup ndu kwanga...
Yes.
Kusevio stuff ama inakuwa.
Yes, but now Steph met this woman when they were both teenagers. So ukiwa teenager unafikiria juu ya.
Yeah, true.
Alafu she starts disturbing you like 18 right years into the marriage. There's nothing you're going to do. So it's really messed up. But Mikkelen is asema, yes, the institution of marriage, I respect it because it can help you first of all discipline. Mm-hmm. Women bring a certain level of discipline into your life. That these masculinity coaches will never tell you. They bring a certain level of focus kwa life yako. That when I'm about you, ako amwezi kuwa nayo. Hata tulikuwa hapa, I think, na X-ray.
Yeah.
And X-ray was telling me, akuwa niambia vile, at some point before, akaanze kukuishi na demi yake, I think right now he's married, he used to waste money. Mm. Like he'd go for performances, and anatengeza 100K, by the time anafika kijani, iko na 20K.
Damn.
And as soon as he got married, he found himself now, he's very careful with his money. He invests more. He does what? Atakani invest back in his craft. So there's that level that a woman brings. And that's another thing that atakamjue as young men. Muna grow up in an environment where you're told women are your enemies. They are not.
Because I like exactly that point. Like people like akina... Do you know, remember that time when like our algorithms liquid to Andrew Kibe, just saying, you know, fuck this shit, G. Like there's a lot of... I had a lot of friends who had a lot of... hatred towards women, like hatred. Yani, wanaonanga tu madem ni kaa au ni maops. Like, yani, the nini, like, the kina Kibe guy, the kina Tate guys, like, they were like kina pumping all the, like, marriage can't work, I'm like, people have been conditioned so much. Like, one of the problems we have to deal with this generation, like, we have been conditioned by these, like, people who, like, people look up to, like, akina Kibes and the likes of those guys. And, like, people are just like, it's fucking up. Like, it's making a condition that's already worse, even way more worse, you know?
But uski kwa kuna kitu nisha you notice, when guys have these conversations of misogyny, getting so macho and everything, kitu nime notice like, there's never a woman in the room whenever these conversations are taking place.
Ooh,
Like, I think tunakuanga so lost in that. Tunakawale wa sivile, kama unaenda kuiba kitu.
Yeah.
Mkwapo, yeah, lakini mkifika hapo yenye mna... I think to nikitu tu pia, it really isn't that big. You need to have to get lost. Nani,
but hapo neza tete ya fresh and fit, they used to actually bring girls hapo ndani.
Mm-hmm.
So kuna time dema likuwa na jam off, sikia, bitch, leave the podcast, bitch.
Wait, fresh and fit ni hao nyo, walikuwa na leta dema only fan models.
So shida ni, without leave bitch, disrespecting the women, what happened is, ukiwa kwa hizi platforms, they look at it as something that's harmful, nacheki. And then in the process, that's how your fresh and fit got demonetized. And
they were
demonetized. So they're on YouTube, but they're demonetized. They used to make millions. Najua sikilo tu sahau. YouTubers were US na CC. We're not in the same.
The ad revenue there is crazy.
Atuko in the same universe. Is this due to numbers tu iko nini? Ningekona atuna get these numbers uko states.
It's going
to
be crazy. Ah,
ingekuwa size joni Range Rover. Range Rover.
Really, I know like some art there. I'm so big into art. I know like some artists. Like some YouTube people like Marco in YouTube. Like yani, I would say, and they're making art. They don't even want to sell it. They're just making art and give it to people like on YouTube. Like, yani, you don't apart from YouTube, it's so much. hadi yani you can't fathom like the amount they are making
yes,
there with
yes yes when I think it's like, some ridiculous money.
Hey bro, that shit is crazy. I'm like bruh.
So I think let's go back to the topic of money. Yes. So mnafilaje, what do you see in the future? Because AI inakuja,
yeah,
it's coming for your jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Very soon nyinyi mtakuwa na ile option yetu sisi leo tunajua ga life kikutandika,
yeah, yeah.
Mimi nikipata tu pikipiki niingie kwa barabara maisha mwangu yataenda vizuri, nipatieni tu pikipiki,
yeah.
Sasa so, I think by the time mko age yangu,
yeah,
I even think boda bodas might get phased out by technology
for sure,
because like right now, sure, China iko na driverless cars.
Yeah.
Na inasemekana the more that cars become driverless, the less accidents are going to happen. Most yeah, accidents happen because of human error.
Almost.
As a human, them, yeah, you're going to overestimate your car's power.
Yeah.
The car will never overestimate its own power.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you change your energy, because the world changes so much. Let me show you how the world changes, yes?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When I was 20 years old, your age, that's when internet is going to India, Kenya. Yeah. That means there was no Uber.
Yeah.
There was no Glovo. There was no YouTube. YouTube showed up 7 years later, 2007. Right now, I'm employed by YouTube.
Yeah.
When I was your age, YouTube did not exist. When I was your age, YouTube did not exist.
And people are not even thinking, like, that was not even an idea that I can get employed by YouTube.
Let's even make it more interesting.
Yeah.
When I was both your ages, podcasts did not exist. Yeah. So this is a job that was not there during that time.
Yeah.
So saizi, China wameanza na hizo self-driving cars.
Yeah.
Don't forget, China is very influential in Africa. So at some point, they are going to be like, you know what? Situatengeneze barabara, lakini mtupatue public transport system yenyu. So, what do you see happening in that time? Because I'm actually scared to a certain level for nyinyi. Because sisi, we've been in this evolving world, and somehow, sisi nojo tumeona the extremes of analog to whatever. But sasa nyinyi, like, what do you see happening?
Yeah. It's really scary, yeah. Like, but there's this belief that I live by. Like, una vile umesema, like when you are at my age, which is crazy, like 22, bro. YouTube, like I enjoy the podcast and nini.
Podcast,
but now right now, like things evolve. Like, there's one thing I believe in, like is evolution, right? I feel like humans will always adapt to find something to do. I'ma like adapt to the like environment they are in. Right now, like you know, at my age there was no internet, but right now you are earning from YouTube, right? So I really feel like even with AI and stuff and the way the tech is moving and people are gonna lose their jobs, I feel like something's just gonna come out. You know, like Kitambo, there's this thing about how cars came to be. Like the main concern Kitambo in those ages in the 1800s was like horse shit ilikuwa inajaza streets, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
people were like, that was the main, like how can we handle this horse shit? Like they were predicting that in the next, I don't know, 20 years ama 10 years, like it town itakuwa tu na pile of horse shit hadi ukuju, right? But people never saw that idea of the car coming, right? That the car came and the horses just disappeared. And now the streets couldn't like carve those shit. Like that's, I feel like with every interruption, like AI and these like first tech developments, I feel like there's something we're talking about, like the way people are going to start doing things with their, like people are going to start doing things that directly appreciating impact human. Yeah. Like I'm drawing, you love art, like you maybe gonna pod, just gonna sit, just a study, people just watch you pod, you know, like something's gonna come up. Like I really believe that. I believe in that evolution.
Sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Cause you are host shit, you may remind something that DJ Zach said. And wacha ni ndakupatia chance yako. Zach alipatia gave example ati when cars were coming, sijua kuna raya ziko zinateta, zile raya ziko employed kuscoop hiyo mavi.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, tufanyikia, sasa mnachukua mavi. Because your job iliisha. Yeah. Najua hivyo? There used to be people whose job was to clean up the cities.
Even the
tech. And get the horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Horses zilikuwa on high demand kabisa.
Yeah.
So kuna wasa ilikuwa na rare horses. So that's technology, disrupts everything. Najua, it disrupts.
Kuna horsepower.
Yeah. That's why mpaka wa leo kuna kuna history ya horsepower. Because it was always about horses. So,
yeah,
the future
na vilata ndo tunaingia hiyo base size, like no, na the best analogy tunaweza peana, like the most recent future hapa, of which I feel the crypto shit, no, no.
Yeah.
I feel this is also like topic yenye, it has a lot of misinformation and everything with the right information. Mm. Let's say the biggest thing kwa Bitcoin. Mm. When that shit came out, I'm very sure ungeambiwa hiyo kitu 2012 kujua kidogo kitu
ilitokea kwa feed tu
kwa nasikia hadi kuna time ilikuwa inapea knockout tokens kwa game
azininge
hiyo kitu ni uma mliko wapi bit
tulikuwa
I was 21
kwa
stuff ni uma like bro
ilikuwa inakuja like at you know modern you know like cashless currency like okay wow alafu ni majuu nini
atunaambia like you have this modern money that you can't use but ni money like I think that's
for us it was too complex maybe to really understand maybe it's the next level but your time you know the world you know your money ni power so you can't even think of any other form of currency now surrender all the power to tuko tunaangalia tu like titbits unakaona kana kuja kwa ad unangoja ka wamalize then what
you mean but right now are you guys into crypto?
Zizi. So I think that's one of the things that nikuantaka, because I think ulikuwa natuambia juu ya Binance, yes?
Yeah.
And this is the interesting thing,
because majuzi
I was talking to, nikuwa nime hit up, nani? I'd hit up this guy, what's his name? Butita.
Yeah.
Because I always say that this one thing pia nizataka mlearn in life.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to do something, always talk to people who've done it.
Yeah, exactly.
So me kikam to film, there are people that I look up to. Mm-hmm. I look up to the Butitas and the Abel Mutuas. When it comes to podcasting, I look up to the Obinas, Nacheki, the Lingugis. You know, people who've done it. Never let someone who's not done shit advise you about shit.
Yeah.
Nacheki.
Yeah.
So vile mkiwa young. So I remember niliambia nani. I was, because nikicheki Binance, I see Butita.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope Binance watuongeza Butita do.
Yeah.
And so I remember asking him that. And this is a discussion.
Bro. Come on.
Yes, this is a discussion that we'll have to sit down. See, if I give Binance free marketing, and in the process I'm doing that to give Butita his flowers, I'll do that any day. We have to live in an environment where if one of you is benefiting, it's like we are all benefiting.
Yeah.
Understand? Yes, so there's that. So when you're going to try kunichanua juu ya crypto and how to, like right now,
how
I want to buy crypto,
how
can I buy it?
Like, first of all, to look at how this conversion came to be, we were talking about bonds and MMFs, you know, like there's this time Kibali trashed about bonds and MMF and stuff, how like
stocks.
Money markets
make sure are slow. Just how your story of Kibe, because Kibe was both, we were both right. The way Kibe approached it and the way I approached it were both right, but tuendele.
Yeah, we're talking about like how slow like the rates are, the returns for like MMFs are, so like do 4% returns or something. It's very slow. Yeah.
Yes.
Then like I ask like if you know about crypto. One thing about crypto is like unazeka like $100 today, right? And then tomorrow you wake up and maybe this asset that you invested in has pumped like 50x, you know? Now you have like 5K like USD, right? And then like it's the crypto market is very volatile, but it's very, circuit kama Bitcoin. Imagine if you just bought like 50 Bitcoins too at like, let's say $5, so kasau to your story.
Tusienda huko kwa hizo. Hizo ni wishes wa hosu. So, let's talk about the present. Let's talk about the present and let's talk about, are you talking about crypto trading?
No, I'm talking about crypto.
Buying and owning, like a piece of land.
Like, personally, me and Vinod, I think you own some crypto, right?
Yeah.
Like, personally, like, my portfolio, I think I own Solana, I own XRP, I own some few nini that I trust in. Like, the way we're talking about the future, like the future is not in, like as much as I think money markets and bonds and stocks zitakuwa, there's a very big disruption and inakuja in crypto.
Okay.
Like there's this thing that, there's this asset specifically that I've been studying. Now you can ask Sajid this, it's very big in XRP. Just ask Sajid via Natakombi XRP.
Okay.
Like XRP, what they're trying to do is like a digital asset. What they're trying to do is like, they're trying to solve like, like they are going to be in the next, like, let's say 5 years.
Alafu neza guest comment kikam to Christian. It's like, ira ena pina pina
like. All right, no problem.
Yeah. So I can predict the comments.
So it's like, bro, come on.
That's you.
XRP. It's gonna take the finance system. Like right now, what's US government doing, like in a Trump, they're trying to go into this stable coin stuff. They're okay. trying to wipe out cash. They're trying to wipe out these dollar. They're trying to make this USDC. There's this Tether USD or something. They're like digital assets, right?
USDT.
But, yeah, so that they can clear their debt. But that's the union story in Guinea. And now, like, Kitukama specifically XRP, like, if you hold it right now, there are speculations, and this is not like financial advice. It's really going to pump so hard. Like, because it's the next, literally, is the next big thing. Like, literally. Like,
okay. What's XRP size?
Meanly
buy 2.8.9.
Say market in buy sana. But me, I bought it when it was like at $0.8, right? But it can pump at $3.6.
Oh, shit, know? That's good, man.
That's nothing. Like, people are saying
that's four times.
People are saying it's gonna like Kunatona Sema's due to fika $1,000 like by next year or something. Kunatona Sema
size got 3.6.
Say me shook, I think it got 2.4 or 2.2. Okay. I'm not
that's
sure.
That's the time to jump in. Noja Musamaga. I think with Vitukama crypto and what. As long as you're ready, you lose your dough. So don't do it if you're not ready to.
And that's why I say it's very volatile.
Because pia kaneza umevila mabwa, ulisema itakuwa $1,000. Kube ni 1,000 shillings. Oh, also, 1,000 shillings ibaya. Kube ni 1,000 Ugandan shillings.
Other thing I'm saying, so, what I'm being like my friends, do like, nabenga msecheki, that this, like, invest kitukama Ethereum or something. You know, that time Jimani will invest in Ethereum, ikapanda sijua di $4,000 or something. Like, if you know the way, like, ulukono ngila there, you have invested your money in, like, stocks and something. Like, don't invest in this money. Inataka ido kesho, you know? Like, give yourself, like, 5 years. Do market tender kepanda. Like, there's any market tender kepanda kesho.
But it's like, inapanda kepanda. I think one of the things Selenda do, because of wewe, Sajid, I have to look for you, man. Yeah. Sajid alikuwa majuzi. Majuzi alikuwa Cape Town. Walikuwa menda na nanicho. Na Eric. Walipata na huko. So yes, na eotwe. So Sajid, man, you need to chanua mina Ian to baki to menua.
Yeah, to menge uko ni.
Sindio, just put a school pass
in your portfolio. $2.
Unajua, I don't know kama uli feel ka vibe ka our you know our grandfathers vile siwe enjoy.
Unaambia
walikuwa kwa club.
Yeah.
Ile time wangebai shamba. Bro, sio like tulikuwa wapi when Bitcoin was.
Yes, because you kitu like there's if there's a good land owner happen here, here I own land ingine ile and it's turn into something. I own some pieces of shit. Yangu ya ocha, I hezi turn into anything. The other one that I have, iko I area ya carriage base, I don't think it's going to turn into something. You understand? So with that one is, I'm going to build on that. But this thing that I'm going to flip it. Najwa bila suku wambika, if they flip. Buda jo hiki tujo kuna barabara kishapita hapa jo, buda jo. Unacheki. Alafu, pia this is the interesting thing. Nanda kuna tuchanua, alikuwa tuwambia like in developed countries, the closer to the road your private property is, the less the value.
Yeah.
Unacheki, because there's noise, privacy. There's dust, there's what, there's what. Unacheki. Iki kuoko ndani, because you know everyone is driving. So hakuna yo story ati, oh, it connects to highway, it connects to what, unless you want to use it for a commercial property. If it's a commercial property and iko karibu na barabara, of course, it's going to be prime. But iki kuoko ndani, but sisi unastikigi, nunua hii apartment, it connects to barabara, because it's going to
bypass the pit up or something.
Weyako ita kuimeja dust. Unako ile kijangu ya
nini, Ngara.
Ya Ngara.
Yeah.
Iliku inaja dust full time, because I was right next to the road. That's number one. Half roads are noisy. That's where my brain yangu li, I think ili mature to aso joga mine za lala kwa club like deep sleep, because I was used to living next to the road. So yes, if you don't mention your XRP, and that's why I'm going to say, like, even kama sisi as older dudes, we can learn from younger dudes. So I'm going to look for Sajida to explain
also the beautiful thing about it right now. Like, people think you like spaces too. You can think like what Wingo Shenge, like the crypto market is still so young. Alafu sahi like the regulations as jui ma ETFs and stuff. Nozimaza ku like regulate wa uko US and stuff. So that sahi like is when the institutions like in BlackRock, you know, those JP Morgan stuff or whatever. Like right now in the Omaza we can like those there trillions in the crypto. So like the market is really going to like
And if I may interject, unaona nikikwambia kuhusu the scams iko ni nini. No, na like, you know, kitu naonanga no the issue with wasikasi sisi when you are into it, ukwa when you are giving info to people who are not well informed on this.
Yes.
We usually use too many kwa kusema ETFs ni nini. Msimwenye hata ajui hata Binance inafunguliwa aje hata na nini site. Like, I think watu wanafaa kuelewa the utility. Kenzo atakanga kujua hii kitu inaweza nisaidia mimi mwenye mimi nauza vitu hapa. How can this thing help me? Na one of the things watu wajiongi na crypto, ka did you know like Binance to Binance, like kutuma naweza kutumia 1000 USD kutoka hapa hadi kwa Binance yako, zero cost.
Yeah.
Oh, kwa hiyo ni kitu nilikuwa nataka kuuliza.
Yeah.
Maybe kuhusu nini? I think I lazima tuta after these young dudes another time. Because by the time tunafanya hii podcast imefika time where I should be going somewhere. Yeah. So lazima to cut short the podcast. But there's always the story of people forgetting their passwords. Yeah. And where kulikuwa na boy mmoja alisahau ile hard drive ilikuwa na bitcoin zake. Nasemekana I think those bitcoins
cold,
were worth,
cold wallets, yeah.
They were worth like how much?
Like
I think close to $1 billion, eh? Yeah, and he lost it. He was even ready to aliambia kanjojo mkinisaidia ku get your hard disk,
yeah,
I'll give you like a certain percentage and nothing could be done about it. So right now let me say nime open up these accounts. Can that happen to me? Can I end up being rich? Cuz you know you nile unaweza kuwa unaweza jiham.
Yeah.
Cuz if I have so much money and I'm so broke, nimesahau password. Gani za moto? Sasa mimi naishi kwa nini? Yaani Yesu yangu unacheki.
I think like when like people during back then, like when there were not much developments, people were like hizo hard disk into like cold wallet, right? But right now we tumetaja Binance sana, wanafaa kukulipa wase.
Yeah. But like utita jo. Connect me now. Waambie jo vile Lempire wanajuaga jo. Tunafanya kazi safi.
May use Binance, right? Like it has made it so easy that yani for you to like lose your nini, like eh yenyewe ni too far, like ule mtu utajishoot kwa akili ni sawa hii nini, like they you can like use your fingerprints, they back up your account, like as long as you have your email address wewe uko sawa.
Yeah, like kuna systems ka najua hii time kwa kuambia kuhusu the scams. There's this thing about kuna time kwa mnasikia sijui crypto trading sijui unaingia every month I may double sijui by the end of the
month. That's the big thing.
Yeah, like I saw many old people losing money to, sasa hapo ndo niliingia into this thing. Nilikuwa naenda au utakisema ati anataka kuweka 1000 USD but ajui kufungua Binance verification. Binance are so ama these decentralized exchanges, they are so keen on card ukifungua saizi they take your face data, like exactly. Literally unaambiwa look up, look down, ile even if push comes to shove umesahau kila kitu
utumie face ID
watakupata tu. It's there are more system size for security.
They lose money into these cold wallets yenye umeamua you want to remove your money from the exchange. Ume download all your crypto into a USB cold wallet. Hii mama fu amekuja kuosha nguo akatupa USB yako somewhere in
Oh, so you can still do the cold wallet.
Yeah, you still can. It's a preference.
You know, flani they don't trust the exchanges. So nsema like if your money ko exchange, you need to ya Binance yako, you know. But pay in the Binance, I'm using very technical terms, there's this web 3 wallet where like your crypto is in the blockchain yenyewe, haiko kwa the, ni kama M-Pesa, I own pesa yako, iko kwa system ya M-Pesa.
Okay. Damn, I think
it's complex.
It's kind of sajid, ni kama hizi raza kwa hapa. But tumecheki. Yeah. But vile nimesema, it's ended up being a very interesting conversation with this young dudes. Yes, so I think we should do another young dude session. And it's good to see here the range. I think one of the reasons pia kwa nataka tukai chini na nyinyi ni the fact that when I was your age, people who are my age could not sit down with you because ilikuwa gaile like watoto wanajua nini nyamazeni
ndio mchezo huko
wewe ndio ngapo na cheki. So there was that attitude that I think right now is changing. Acheki like tuna need kujua you can learn from everyone, and you can learn from the younger people na you younger people can learn from us. Msijidanganye that mnajua kutushinda. Pia mupendaga ku bust bubble yenu sana. Nikisikia kama mnasema Gen Z are the previous generation, you're not. Muna stand on the shoulders of giants. What you are able to achieve last year, I'm not downplaying it, but I'm telling you the only reason you are able to achieve that is because there are people who died,
the so boomers,
could be able to go to the streets.
Yes,
and that age range is so bad that look at it this way. Raila Amededi October 15th, he was 80, sindio? Those are the people who fought for this shit.
Damn, bro.
The nani, Koigi, I think pia iko 80 ama iko kama 70, what? Koigi alikuwa jela 1978. So never say that you are the bravest generation. It takes nothing away from you to say we are taking it to the next level.
Yeah.
These people have done this. You know why? Because the same generation in Tanzania did do that. The same generation in Uganda didn't do that.
Yeah.
So those countries, you can't do the shit you can do in Kenya.
Yeah.
So this is not taking away from nyinyi, but mjue, there are other people who made it possible for you to be able to go to the streets. Back but in the days, you could not go to the streets. Those are the same generations that made it possible for Sisi to have a podcast where we can sit down and talk about stuff. You can't sit down and talk about this shit
and say like
in Uganda. And nacheki, awezi mafaku kuto huko. Atuwe, atuko UG alafu sewe fuck Museveni.
Fuck Museveni.
Na muhozi yuko. Fuck Kagame. Jifuck fuck Samia Suluhu. Utashanga.
What do you think of this?
Yeah, so it shows you how Kenya has come from a place. And when someone reminds you that, he's not taking away from you.
Yeah.
He's just telling you, don't blow your own fucking horn.
Yeah.
There are people who's, like, is it death tunabonga juu yake ni mchezo? There was no documentation of what used to happen time ya Moi.
I'm just trying to imagine, like, during that multi-party thing, like, those people that were going against Moi, as they, like...
Yeah, it was crazy.
Like, the undocumented stuff. Like, what happened in your
region? Yes, I know. Those are stories that maybe we'll never know. But for what the things that people did for us to have these freedoms mean that the only thing you nyinyika Gen Z mnazafanya ni ku make it better. And how do you make it better? By getting voters cards. And that's the last thing tunaenda kuuliza before tumalize. Ushachukua kura? Be honest.
Bado sijanini.
Be honest.
I'm voting.
But we are voting. Yeah.
Okay, because that's another thing juenyu. Unless it's turned into a TikTok challenge, you mom, because don't do...
Mnavoto wapi uku wa maocha?
I think because of school and anything, we're just going to vote around.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Yes, as long as you know where you will be in 2027. Nyalgunga, chukua nini ya
nyalgunga.
Na kwa kitu ulituambianga hata before, like, hii tukishinda tukisema, the system is bad. And then what... Yeah, like nimbaya, but it's what we have right now. Like,
we chose it.
Yeah, so itabidi to, like, we know that's the only way we have right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, tunachukua kura. Yeah.
So, make better decisions. So, imekuwa ni episode 557. This ended up being more interesting than I thought. Look at you young man, you young dudes. I don't know.
Something. Can we plug where they can find us for if they want, like,
Kuna ira Richard Christian.
Results.
Ira yetu inajiamini sana, jo.
The best artist in East and Central Africa. In Africa, bro. Unaweza nipata at Krizat, that's C-R-I-Z at on IG. Yeah, very, very affordable prices.
Yeah. So, nini, nito nani?
Christian. Also, you got some, can you show those paintings somehow?
Yes. Hizo paintings, okay. Unizaonyesha. So, Chris Arts, kitu moja nitakuambia, I can give you as the second best, never the best.
Sorry about that.
The best ni ile raya, sijui naitagua nani. Iyo nojo ile raya ushichoraga mpaka na kichwa. The hell is it called?
Oh, that's...
Bro, I swear to God.
That kuna... African guy.
Yes,
some people.
He's due from Senegal. Yeah. That dude is the best.
I love when I chora iku upside down.
Check it.
You chora hivi, and then I chora upside down, then I get
it. From memory. Kuna this thing. Ikikupata ukicommit crime, pole nimeku interrupt. Ikikupata ukicommit crime, hauna bahati jo. Inachoraga na memory. That dude draws in memory.
You know, there's one thing I say, yeah?
Yeah.
Kuna, there's this time when you were in high school, right? Nilionanga like, No, the way, unakumbuka the way Pulse had like pictures of Madin, Makina Vera Sidika.
Yeah.
I remember the first time we saw like Haga Vera Sidika, it was so big. Yani, you can't contextualize what the fuck. I had to wear Zimbabwe or something, right?
Yeah.
That's how I see those people you're telling me. Like, what do you mean, Mr. Chora upside down? Like, bro, nigga, shut the fuck up, bro. Why are you flexing on us like that?
Like, yeah, that yani, is a he's doing something is so, a Steph Curry of art.
So as you can see, we do also paintings, Mazei, if you are interested.
Okay, so is una charge mangapi?
We can discuss that.
So what's your kutafuta Chris Chris
Arts? Chris Arts, yeah.
Okay. So hey, Chris Arts. Stuff. So, if you want to see, man, damn, this one.
I'm a mini, she can do flowers.
No problem. Ini
mimi kabisa.
Yeah, that was
cool. This dude actually captured my soul.
Yeah. Man, also you appreciate, like, in general, like, it's really hard to find, like, people, like, okay, itabidi nimelik ask yasi. I hate doing this, but like I really appreciate how like you allowed. You know, it's very mutuka mimi. I really value my personal space or something. I'm really conscious of people who I let in my life. Like, and then the people like Mwafu, like Nilim text to, and he really agreed and sent me the location of his house. You know, like trusting a stranger you met on IG and telling them where you live and stuff, and trusting them with very intimate like stuff. Like, I don't take that for granted, man. Like,
okay, we really appreciate that. You're good at your shit. Yeah. Alafu pia confidence yako ni poa sana.
Yeah.
confidence yako with might rub a few people the wrong way, but yeah. I respect it. Ila ile niandikia tu ikaniambia I'm the best.
I'm talking my shit, bro.
And I can prove to you I'm the best. Yeah. Then did this shit.
Sisi ndo marapa wa kuchora.
Alafu even like pia alichora wife wangu na kachora mtoi, but I don't put them out there. Yeah, and
I've seen them.
I was like,
yeah, and it's them. As in ninge, ungezi display tao ninge baya alafu. Nikamu niwambia, I think this belongs to you.
That's how much he's able to capture. Yeah. Spitting image. So Tafteni Chris Arts, Bucky Mem support. Alafu pia Vaynard anasema he's planning to open OnlyFans very soon.
He has an OnlyFans. He's not even planning.
Just fans.
Check. Only the fans. Man.
If you love brale watching disturbing material, you can. So yeah, you know, on episode 557, kama kaida tukusema, like, nini. Subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend, tell a friend. Tukimalizia tukusema, ekonene.
Ikonene.